Maharaj, in the past classes, you have mentioned about the offering to Pitrus, the ancestor worship.
Yeah.
How the offerings are received.
Yeah.
I have a question regarding that, Maharaj.
Okay.
We follow this karma siddhanta and rebirth.
Yeah.
So which means I should have had many births in the past. So somebody may be giving pindadana to me.
Mm.
How do I receive it now? I don't consciously recognize that activity at all.
It doesn't matter. When you were a baby, was your mother fanning you when it was hot?
Yes.
Was she feeding you with milk when you were half asleep or fully asleep?
Yeah.
Are you consciously aware of it?
No.
So the idea is, we are not first of all talking about physical offerings. What do we eat? We eat what is called rice, curries, etc., etc. But when our ancestors have passed away and they have went to some other world, 2 points you have to note down here. Every ancestor of mine, I can never claim, if I am a rational person, they were great believers in the scriptures and led only a marvelous life. And so they must have gone to Pitruloka. Can I claim that one?
No.
Secondly, our nearest ancestors are our father, our grandfather. More than that, we don't know much, isn't it?
Yes.
How do you know they have gone to the Pitruloka? They might have gone to Brahmaloka. They might have gone to Narakaloka.
Yes.
So, if you believe in Punarjanma, our ancestors also had gone through the birth of a fish and a pig and a tortoise and all those things.
Yes, Maharaj.
What is the food of a pig? So to which manifestation of my ancestor, what type of food I should give? And how is it going to be transported to their world? No, that is not the idea. It is not food means what? It is the prayers. Prayer can always help. So, if we pray sincerely or do japam for their sake, God knows this is sent from this person to this person, and in some mysterious way, it traverses from our world wherever they are and helps them. You have to have faith even if you don't understand it. Just I am giving an example. If Sri Ramakrishna prays for somebody, do you think his prayers will go in vain?
They will
uplift a person wherever that person is it not?
Yes.
So our prayers also play a very important role. And we pray sincerely because they are our ancestors. Our father, our mother, grandfather, grandmother, etc. Isn't it?
Yes.
It is the prayer part that is most important. And it creates a wonderful vibration.
Yes.
Somehow our prayer can help them progress further. Do we want them to eat food and remain forever in Pitruloka, or do we want them also like us to progress? So, a few misconceptions. There is no guarantee that everybody is going to go to that higher loka called Pitruloka. And even if some people go to that Pitruloka, they are not going to stay there for a long time. You understand? According to their karma, they will be reborn. They might be reborn.
Yeah.
We don't know. But wherever they are, in whichever loka, whichever form, prayers always reach them and help them. That is the first point. Second point, as I already mentioned, Shraddha is done not merely to pray for their welfare, but Shraddha is done to make us understand they are not dead, just as they are alive. I will also not be non-existent after death. That's most important. This is the answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw somebody raise hands.
Unmute me, Ram Gurudev.
Okay, Ravindar.
This is a question which is not related to your today talk.
Huh.
May I ask this question, Gurudev?
Anything. Okay. Only so, don't ask me which stock is going to go up tomorrow.
That may be my question that may lead you to talk on this.
Okay.
At some stage.
Ask. It doesn't matter. Anything related to scripture, spiritual life.
Yes, good. So, Vallabhacharya ji promulgated the concept of Shuddha Advaita or Pushti Mark.
Yes.
And you rightly stated last week that he was devoted to Lord Krishna.
Yeah.
Say, for example, as a child, I had inclination towards Lord Ram.
Huh.
And most of my adult life, I saw him all the time.
Huh.
Or I was saying his name now and then. I don't know about the yesterday concept, because in India, we pray every God. Every God is sacred,
yeah,
for us.
Yeah.
Now, question is that, should Advait promulgate the concept of taking one God to go to that
highest realization called Brahman?
Yes, that's good.
If this is your question,
yeah,
first of all, Ishta Devata itself is Advaita.
Okay, good. Thanks.
What do I mean? I mean that my Rama is everything. He is Krishna, he is Rama, he is Jesus, he is Buddha, he is Brahman, everything. That itself is a marvelous concept, isn't it?
Yes, good.
Secondly, Bhakti Marga, since you mentioned, Pushti Marga means we progress in spiritual life. Pushti means progress in spiritual life only through complete surrender to our Ishta Devata, not necessarily the name Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be any. Shiva is none other than Parabrahma, no doubt.
Yes, good.
That's why we say, you know, Manobuddhi Ahankara Chittani Naham, Shivoham Shivoham. Is none other than Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. So, if I am unable to concentrate my mind 5 minutes on this aspect, 5 minutes on the other person, that is called Dvaita. When I can focus completely, my chosen deity is everything actually. It is only I chose to call him by this name. That is called Ishta Devata. Devotion is my special path. And if I sincerely lead a life, God will bestow his grace and removes my ignorance and grants me the knowledge that he is, I am none other than he. This is the essence of every marga.
Yes, Kutir.
Yeah.
You clear my doubt, Kutir.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yes, Maharaj Joy here. I have a question.
Okay.
In fact, two questions, Maharaj. The first one is, in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna said that there are two type of times when people dies. One is Uttarayan and Shukla Pakkho.
Correct.
Another is Dakshinayan and Krishna Pakkho.
Yeah.
So if someone dies in the Uttarayan and Shukla Pakkho, then he gets the realization.
Hmm.
So or going to a very high spiritual state.
Hmm.
So now there are so many persons who dies at that time, because Uttarayan is in 6 months is called Uttarayan, and Shukla Pakkho means 12 hours nearly when daylight is there. So the question, my doubt is it really that anybody who dies there will get the Godhead?
No.
And
I understood your question. The answer is, don't connect these our concept of 6 months, this 6 months, that, and day and night, and bright fortnight and dark fortnight, etc. Don't. Those who have led a higher life, they will go to higher world. Those who have led,
yes,
a lower life, they will go to the lower worlds. So
yes,
the secret is, these are called devatas. Uttarayana devata, Dakshinayana devata.
Yes.
And the devata,
yes,
understands whether this soul has spent the life in worldly life or spiritual life. And accordingly,
yes,
we get our karma phala. It has nothing to do. If a Punyatma dies in Dakshinayana, he will not go to hell.
Yes.
And if a Papatma dies in Uttarayana, straight he will go to Brahmaloka. Is it rational?
No, but then Maharaj, why it is written there?
No, no. That is why I am telling you, these are superficial understandings.
Okay,
that's why
I told you
spiritual meaning.
Okay, understand. Yes.
What was your second
Maharaj,
question?
Yes, second question is different. Is when we meditate on this, our Ishta Devata, like Sri Ramakrishna is mine,
huh,
and when I try to meditate on the Brahman or impersonal God,
yeah,
they are they are practically as the Shastra says, they are same. Ishtu and Brahman are same.
Absolutely.
But I find it difficult to concentrate on the impersonal God long time. So it is logical, correct?
No, you fail to meditate upon the Nirguna Brahma long time.
Yes.
That means you are meditating on Nirguna Brahma for a short time.
Yes.
It is not possible to meditate on Nirguna Brahma at all. Any thought, every thought is only about some guna. Even the qualities like God is everywhere, God is all-powerful, God is all-knowing, God is all-compassion. All these are thoughts in your mind or not?
Yes.
When there are thoughts in your mind, every thought is a limitation or not? Every thought is a limitation in time, space and causation.
That is correct, Maharaj.
Therefore, it is not possible, even the very name Nirguna is a misnomer. You don't know anything that doesn't have a guna.
Okay.
But Maharaj, doubt comes when it is written in the scripture that you should meditate on Nirguna Brahma. So,
I am telling you, it is not possible to meditate on Nirguna Brahma. So meditate on Brahman with some qualities. So you have to take a step where you are standing. Don't think what is 100 miles later on.
Yes, Maharaj, understood. Thank you.
Yes.
Pranam, Swamiji, Guruji, Maharaji, Pranam.
Okay.
Maharaji, it's a question about, so it seems like there is this Nitya Leela, is the whole of Srishti, Sthiti and Laya, is a continuous ongoing process by which Brahman is manifesting or not manifesting. So it looks like this is all through some divine will. So as a Jivatma, how is this individual so-called self-will or Sankalpa, how does it align? Are the Upanishads and all the scriptures teaching us the puja, upasana, all the teaching is merely to actually consolidate the self-will in that process? Is that all that we can align as an individual Jivatma?
So, our scriptures tell us we are none other than Brahman, okay? But we do not know about it.
Yes.
How to know that we are Brahman? For that, we have to practice spiritual discipline, which is called traveling and progressing in the path of spirituality. So let us first find out where we are standing and look forward, one step forward.
So this is the self-will?
Whatever you call it, don't bother about names. I have to move forward.
Okay.
I have to become better person. Sat. I have to stick to truth, satyam. I have to have better knowledge called chit. And then I can be more happy than what I am now. That is how we understand we are progressing. The more holy, spiritual we become, that is the aspect of sat. And that produces better knowledge. Our relationship with God. We start with a distant relationship. Come closer and closer. And one day we realize there is no distance at all. That is called chit. And the more we progress towards God, the happier we become. That is the answer.